I have daughters, and there used to be a time in their life when they were shy. My 14-year-old is still a little shy, but my 18-year-old is not. But every now and then we would go to a restaurant to eat lunch. Maybe on Sunday after church, or... And it would not be a buffet-type setting. It'd be a sit-down restaurant or fast food. It's kind of what I'm thinking of today, the times we would go to a fast food place. And not every place a few years back had a drink machine just out in the middle of the open. Sometimes they were all behind the counter. My daughters would drink all of their drink. And if it was a place that was unlimited refills, they would want an extra drink. They would want more to drink. But they were not going to go to the counter and ask for it by themselves. Every now and then, I would try to pair up the two daughters, or the daughter and my son, and have them go in pairs to go, but sometimes they didn't want to be even seen at a fast food counter together, as sometimes kids are. And so they would try to drag me into it. And I would usually try to guilt them into why they could not go get their own drink. You want more drink, but you're unwilling to go get it. And so it usually turned out I would end up going with them, and I would just stand there, and I wouldn't do anything except stand there. This made me think of Moses in Exodus chapter 17. When the people are murmuring against the Lord about their thirst. And Moses goes to the Lord and he cries out to him and says, "Look, basically, Lord, what am I going to do? You know, there's a couple of lessons that are out of this passage that God laid on my heart, and so we're going to turn it into a couple of podcasts. But the first thing is just like my daughters, when they really wanted another drink, knew that it was futile to ask their brother and sister on their own because they would get nowhere with that. They knew to come to me if they were to get another refill. If they were to get more to drink, they knew to come to me. Why? Because they have a relationship with me. The children of Israel on their own did not seemingly have a relationship with God, but Moses did. The children of Israel were not on speaking terms with God, but Moses was. And Moses knew where to go to. Because of the encounters that he'd already had with God in his life, he knew where to go to. The Bible says in chapter 17 that he went to God and said, "God, what do you have me to do? What are we going to do?" I love God's answer to him. Just in that first sentence right there, God answered him. You know, like my brother Steve shared this morning in his podcast, it's about relationship. It's about relationship with other people and our discipleship growth and in our spiritual growth. It takes us being plugged in with one another. It takes us being connected and having that relationship. But the first thing that it takes is us being in a relationship with God, knowing where to go, knowing who to ask. Moses didn't gather up the smartest guys among the people. Moses went to God. And the Bible says, and God answered him. He answered him. Man, that ought to bring us some encouragement when things are not going the way we want them to in our life. I've got to believe that there's people that may hear this, that, you know what, things just haven't went the way they wanted things to turn out. They haven't gone the way you expected them to. They haven't gone the way you want them to. And you kind of at a place where you just want to throw your hands up and say, what, God, what do I do now? Can I encourage you that according to his word, not just in this passage, but over and over and over and over, he tells us that he will hear his people when they cry out, what do I do now? You see, what do I do now is better than 100. Here's what I'm going to do. Moses could have done that. No, he wasn't in the best geographical location to do that, being in a wilderness, but he could have done that. He could have had this mentality, well, it's time to pull myself up by my bootstraps and figure out how to get some water to these people. It's high time I figure this out. I'm their leader. I mean, I brought them out of Egypt. I got to have to figure this out. But he didn't do that. Because of his relationship with God, he knew who to cry out to. And the Lord answered him. This wasn't the direction I was planning on taking, but maybe you got things going on in your life that are going wrong, and maybe you've been trying to figure it out for years, and that's the problem. You ain't never cried out to the wrong to the right person. You've been trying to pull up on bootstraps and turn up on new leaves and go a different direction and be a better you. New year, new you. That don't work. The only new you and the only new me that ever amounts to anything is our new identification found in Jesus Christ alone. I don't know what you're going through. I don't know how rough your life is. But I do know this. You cry out to God and he'll answer you. You cry out to God with a cry of help, with a plea for him in your life. He'll answer you. Tomorrow we're going to look at not only how he answered Moses, but what comfort it should bring you and me. Just like it brought Moses. God bless you. Have a great day.